A team of British explorers just wrapped up a two-month trip in the Arctic, walking to the North Pole to collect samples to measure ocean acidification and ice thickness. Expedition leader Ann Daniels has been making trips to the Arctic since 1997. The team was dropped off on the Arctic sea ice and walked to the North Pole. Daniels says they experienced unparalleled and rapid ice movement.
This is the first time I've ever experienced such extensive drift southwards. And as we were walking northwards, the ice was continually taking us backwards, a little bit like walking the wrong way up an escalator. We were always being pulled in the opposite direction to that which we wanted to go.
Speaking from the Ottawa airport, where she was waiting for a plane back to the UK, Daniel says the ice was moving southerly at 6 miles in 24 hours, and they covered 500 nautical miles rather than the 268 they had envisioned. It meant they had to work longer hours to overcome the backwards drift.
And we were skiing and sledge hauling for 12 hours, having 3 hours sleep, and then getting back out and sledge hauling again for 12 hours. And it was only by doing the really long days that we managed to overcome the drift and actually get to the North Pole, where we made our final sampling, a hole at the pole, and took our last water samples and ice thickness measurements.
Daniel says one big difference in this expedition compared to 1997 was that the ice is much thinner.
But at times was only a few centimetres in thickness. And we were walking for days on this type of ice rather than multi-year ice or even ice that's sort of first-year ice. It was new ice a lot of the time.
She says they experienced ice cracking and splitting apart directly beneath a tent one night, and one day it rained, which was disturbing to them because it was an indication of spring breakup.
At one time, you could stay on expeditions till the end of May, even sometimes into the beginning of June, whereas now more and more expeditions are having to leave sort of early May, middle of May. We were the last people to leave, and it was the 12th of May. So certainly the expedition season is getting shorter and shorter.
This is the first time samples have been collected there to test acidification levels. Daniel says British scientists will use the samples to develop baseline data. The test results are anticipated for September.